Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pursuit to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a great blessing to be with you once again this morning. And I'm still sharing concerning 10 benefits of speaking in tongues. And you shared so many wonderful things already. And today I want to share concerning the fact that tongue speaking reminds us of the Spirit's indwelling presence. You see, tongue speaking reminds you of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. So important. You see, when you read in John chapter 14, verse 16, the Bible says that, "And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him." Then he says, "But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." So you see, the day you receive the Holy Spirit into your life, he came to make his permanent abode in you. He's there. He's not gone anywhere. He's there. He's in your spirit. He's in you right now. He says, "For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." He was with the disciples in the presence of Jesus. You see, and he's with us right now as I'm talking to you. And he's in us as well. Hallelujah. But a lot of times Christians forget the presence of the Holy Spirit. They forget that he's with them and he's in them. You see, normally people remember him when they are in trouble, when they need something. But he's there. He's in our spirits. And the way to continuously have a reminder, be reminded of his indwelling presence, is speaking in tongues. You see, the Bible says that if I speak an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. You see, so when you're speaking in tongues, it gives you a certain consciousness. It builds your consciousness of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. And it helps you with your attitude. You just can't do some things. You just can't do something. There are a lot of people who just get angry anyhow and anyway. Christians who are full of the Spirit, Christians who have the Holy Spirit in them, get angry and do all kinds of ungodly things, you see. But the more you speak in tongues, the more you recognize the fact that he is in you. And the more you recognize that he's in you, your troubles are kept. I mean, the probability of you doing something that is not right is kept. You can't do foolish things, you see. If you know that God is watching you every time, you will not do certain things. You'd be careful the way you act, the way you talk. Hallelujah. Because God is holy and he has made us holy as well. So we behave in a holy manner. We talk in a holy manner. We think in a holy manner. You get to even watch your thoughts. You see, the more you speak in tongues, the more you are sucked into the Spirit. That's actually what it means to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means to walk in the Word and to speak in tongues. You see, so the more you speak in tongues, the more you are walking in the Spirit. And the more you walk in the Spirit, the less you walk in the flesh. The less you speak in tongues, the more you walk in the flesh. You see, you become fleshly. You become carnally minded. You see, you tend to do certain things that you are not supposed to do. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about what I'm sharing with you. I mean, the love of God that is in you gets to flow some more. When something happens around you, your first reaction will be the reaction of love. You see, because you are conscious of his presence in you. So speak in tongues. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues a lot. Paul said, "I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all." Just look at the way he was. He was full of love. He was full of joy every time. Even though he was going through all kinds of things, he was still full of joy. Why? Because he spoke in tongues. He was always conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. You see? And you get that. You get that consciousness through speaking in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. It's so important. See, it's for he dwelleth with you. The Holy Spirit dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He's in there. He doesn't go and come. He doesn't go when you move out of church and come into you when you come into church. No. He's there with you in the field. He's there with you at work. He's there with you wherever you are. Sometimes when you're driving and another driver crosses you in a certain way, the probability of you insulting the person is very high. But when you're speaking in tongues and something like that happens, you'll be surprised at your reaction. You'll be surprised how you'd act. You'll be surprised what you'd say. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Try it and see. See how it works. You see, it works. I'm not sharing with you carnally devised fables. I'm sharing with you what the Word of God says. You see, so it's so important. He is in you, the Holy Spirit in you. And the way to be conscious of him, to curb you from doing certain things or saying certain things, is by speaking in tongues. So go ahead and speak in tongues today. Speak in tongues at the least opportunity you get. Wherever you are, in the bus, speak in tongues. At work, speak in tongues. Wherever you are, just continue to speak in tongues. And see the glory of God that is resident in your spirit flow out of you to every single person that is around you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep speaking in tongues. God bless you. Bye-bye.